Thank you. God bless you, Lady Rosemary. Father, we thank you for such an opportunity to once again listen from you. May you teach us, bless us, clean us, rebuke us through your word, and let us, O God, be at peace with you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. We will continue on with our Life Matters series. Last week we spoke on Thou Shalt Not Bear False Witness. Hallelujah. And this week we are speaking on Covet Not. Covet Not. Hallelujah. We need to covet not. Shall we read Exodus chapter 20? Verse 17, Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. You shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is part of the Ten Commandments. And the purpose of this is for peace and harmony among brethren and among neighbors. This is very important to those of us who are living today. And as a matter of fact, that is what we have lost. And that is why most of us are going through the things that we are going through. What is covetousness or to covet? What does it mean? Covetousness is a strong desire, or you can put it a selfish desire, which is willing to gain at the expense of others. Hallelujah. A selfish desire, a strong selfish desire, which is willing to gain at the expense of others. Hallelujah. So gaining is not a problem. To gain is not a problem. To have a desire to achieve something is not a problem. That is not what I'm talking against now. No. We need as a people to be motivated to do more for ourselves. But whilst we want to do more for ourselves, we need to guard our heart against wanting what does not belong to us. Hallelujah. When we become wealthy, when we hit the road of motivation and desire, one of the biggest problems is the mentality to think that we should have whatever we set our eyes on, even when it is against people, even when it will destroy people. So you will see that people nowadays, people speak so much about achieving and all those things, and they forget that, you know, what they want belongs to somebody. And they say that, you know, you set your eyes on it, no matter what, as far as you want it, you need to get it. No, it doesn't go that way. You need to know that we are Christians, we are blessed. We are blessed, we are highly favored, but we don't take what belongs to others. Because we believe that the God that we serve is capable of giving us what we need. And we need not to steal, get from people what belongs to them. We can have our own. So when God was given this commandment to the people of Israel, he makes specific. And these things that he mentioned are practical. We can see, he says, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's house, your neighbor's property, your neighbor's property, what belongs to your neighbor. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife. Hallelujah. And this is where most of us are found wanting in this day. Because, you know that the guy belongs to, you know, Sister Amma. but you want him, and they will tell you that as far as your heart is saying that yes to that guy, go for it. Go for it. And then you do yourself and all those things trying to attract the attention of, or gain the attention of the guy. And by the time we realize we are all here, we are all sitting in this auditorium, by the time we realize you have taken the beloved of Sister Ama, that is wrong. You have coveted. You have let that strong desire to gain what belongs to somebody take control over you. And when that strong desire to gain what does not belong to you gain control of your life, what does it happen to you? You lose your senses. You are not able to think right, because your focus is on what you want to get, not what will happen. And that is it. You care less about what people will think. You care less about what will happen. You care less about what people will feel. As far as you have gotten it, that is what you want. And that is why a lot of us are going through a lot of problems. Yes, that is why we are going through a lot of problems. That is why we are suffering. That is why a lot of us are sick. That is why a lot of us are facing certain kind of problems. Because we are coveting things that does not belong to us. We see people's wives, we want it. We see people's businesses, we want it. We see people's portfolio, we want it. We see people's cars, we want it. Everything that we don't have, that people have, we want. And we want to do everything to get it. And that is why there are so much evil in the world today, because we want to covet, because we have a strong desire for things that we don't have, for things that does not belong to us. That is wrong. Do not covet the things of your neighbors, but you can work hard to get what you want by not destroying people, but not getting what they have. Hallelujah. And as I always say that let the success of others be a motivation for you to also be successful, but do not envy them. Do not desire to take what they have. Do not desire to destroy their careers. Do not desire to destroy their families. Do not desire to bring, you know, misery into their life so that you enjoy. No, we are not supposed to do that. As believers, we are encouraged not to covet what people have. Hallelujah. And that strong desire to take what people have is born as a result of a lack of belief in ourselves. One, a lack of belief in ourselves. When we don't believe in ourselves, when we don't believe that we can achieve greater height, when we don't believe that what they have, we can get more and above what they have, when we don't believe that we are wealth, something good, and when we try, we can make it. Then we need to set our eyes on the sister that sits close to us. We need to set our eyes on our very friend that we call our best friend. We need to set our eyes on people who are close to us, instead of smiling with them, instead of enjoying with them, instead of celebrating with them. We harbor pain in our heart. We harbor a desire to cause misery to them. No. No, he says that said nor his male servant nor his female servant. And this is practical. You are in the same business with someone. He is a friend of yours. You visit him, you see this hardworking, you know, employee of them, and you start making statement, and you start gifting them, you start attracting them, and the moment your friend will realize that employee works for you. That is coveting. That is coveting. That is evil.
The Bible says, thou shalt not do that. Pray for your own, so that your employees will also be as good and even better than the one that your friend have gotten. Now, he can some good assume you say things just to attract him. Attract the employee. You are coveting. You are coveting. Instead of praying for your own, you want what the other person is having. I always say, and I always tell you, God has in store a lot of things for each one of us. So when you see the blessing of a friend, do not envy what your friend is having. Because God can bless you with tenfold of what your friend is having. If you believe in yourself, if you believe that you have what it takes to make it, then you will not be looking at what, you know, the other person has gotten. The second point is that people covet because they don't believe in their God. Hallelujah. A lot of us here, seated here, we are, you know, doing all that we are doing because we do lip service. My God is great. My God is strong. My God is wonderful for just nothing. You don't believe in what you are saying. You just say them. You just say them. You just talk about them. But you don't believe in them. You say, my God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing that my God cannot do. You say this, but you don't believe in them. If you believe in it, then you will know that God can bless you. You need not to envy somebody's own. Hallelujah. So you say them, but you don't believe in it. But if you believe that we have a super mighty God who can be able to turn your pain into joy, who can able to turn your misery into happiness, who will be able to turn your unemployment into an employer, who can be able to turn what people meant for evil to mean good for you, then you will not covet what people have. Hallelujah. You will not covet what people have. You will believe and trust him, and you will continue to do what is good. You will continue to strive. You will continue to work hard. You will continue to do what you desire, to work on it. And by the time you realize your time has come, thou shalt not covet. People covet because they are lazy. Hallelujah. They are lazy. People covet because they are lazy. A lot of us do not want to work. A lot of us do not want to, you know, strive. A lot of us do not want to, you know, suffer to gain. Hallelujah. They want to be spoon-fed. So when people are making it, that is where they think that they should be able to get it. Hallelujah. And that is not the best. Any hard-working person will believe in himself. Any hard person, working person will believe that what others have achieved, they will be able to achieve. It is only the lazy. It is only the lazy who does not believe in themselves and who always want to get what people have achieved. There is time for everything under the sun. So when somebody is experiencing a harvest, do not envy the person's harvest. You may be in a season of sowing, and that is why you need to be hardworking. You cannot sit around and be thinking that your miracle just drop, boom. No. Be working on the miracle that you expect. Because there is time to sow. So if you are expecting God to bless you with a gift of the womb, and you go and you are like, don't touch me, don't touch me. How are you going to get pregnant? You need to work. You need to work. You need to understand your cycle. You need to visit a doctor to know all the things concerning conceiving. Hallelujah. So there is a time for everything. You need to learn when to sow. And do not, you know, you want a fruit of the womb, yet you don't want your husband to get close to you. You want your wife to conceive, yet you are wasting your good sperms outside on side chicks. And when you see your friend who have 3, 4, 5 children, then you envy. No. There is time for everything. And it may be that you are doing all that you have to do. You are doing all night with your wife. You are doing everything, but the children are not coming. Yes, God have time for you. The fruit of the womb will come. As far as you stay under his feet, he will bless you with the fruit of the womb. There is time for everything. Somebody may marry today, may not have children for the next 10 years. You marry next year. You marry next year and have 4 children before he will have children. There is time for everything. Understand the timing of God. When you understand the timing of God, you will not become greedy and you will not set your eyes on what people are having. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Me saying these things does not mean that you should not strive to better your life. No. We should strive to become rich. We should strive to do well. We should strive to get what we want. But we should do it according to the will of God. We should do it according to what God has promised us. We should do it according to our labor. Not according to taking what belongs to others. Destroying them to have what belongs to them. Destroying their homes to have their husbands and their wives. Destroying their personality to have their businesses. No. No. We shouldn't do that. He says that that shall not covet nor his ox nor his donkey. Hallelujah. And I spoke to you about employees. Now, the workers. What does covetousness bring to your life? What does covetousness bring to your life? Covetousness brings pain and misery to your life. Covetousness brings pain and misery to your life. Hallelujah. It brings pain and misery to your life. Because you see, you strive to get everything. I want this. I want to get this. I want this. I want to get this. Whilst you have it, you may have relationships. You may have people who shows that they like you. People who are around you and all those things. But you will not have true friends. When you are in dire need and when you are in your closet, you will not be happy. Because you have stepped on many foots. Because you have wronged many. Because you have become a pain for a lot of people. So when you are in your closet, you are miserable. It brings pain to your heart. It is like cancer. When you covet, when you are a greedy person, you always fight in your mind. You have psychological problems. When you become a greedy person who is coveting, who is fighting, it's you fighting for everything. Fighting for everything. You fight for everything. What belongs to people. Everything you want. It doesn't mean that you should not become ambitious. No. Become ambitious because our God can bless you. Be ambitious. Let the success of other people motivate you. Hallelujah. Let the success of other people motivate you. Be ambitious. Strive for greater heights, but don't be greedy. Strive for greater heights, but don't be greedy. Hallelujah. Don't be greedy. And that is what the scripture says in Exodus chapter 17, verse 20. It says, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's property. And that is why we have problems all around us. You become friend with A, you destroy them. You move to this person, you destroy them. You move to that person, you destroy them. Look at what is happening on social media. Every time somebody is having a beef with somebody, every time somebody is destroying somebody, every time somebody have taken the husband or the wife of somebody, just this week, were told that a police officer, a dovesu officer, who was supposed to bring peace, who was supposed to settle, who was supposed to provide some kind of harmony, took the husband of the complainant. That is covetousness. We may not have the full details, but what has been presented around means it is what? Covetousness. When you are supposed to bring peace, don't take. And that is where pastors who have become counselors, I speak to you today, that when you are counseling people's spouses, be careful so you don't destroy their marriages. Be careful so that you don't sleep with their wives. Yes, there are many that have fallen into that sin. When they are counseling people's spouses, by the time they realize they have finished them, God will judge you. Because the Bible says the people who do that will not end well. Hallelujah. When you are supposed to bring harmony, bring peace, do not destroy. When you are expected to be of good character, when you are expected to bring hope, when you are expected to bring joy. And the reason why God said your neighbors, because it is those who are close to you that you will desire what they have. Those who are close to you are the people that you desire what they have, because their successes are in your face. They build a house, you will see it. They buy a car, you will see it. They get married, you will see it. They give birth, you will see it. They get a new boyfriend, you will see it. They get a new job, you will see it. They get any good thing in life, you will see it. Hallelujah. They get any good thing in life, you will see it. And that is where you need to guard the heart. Because the heart can be wicked. The heart can be a place of nurturing dangerous desires. Hallelujah. That is why you need to make sure that you guard the heart. Guard your heart. Guard your heart so that you do not fall into the sin of covetousness. Hallelujah. Let's read Ephesians chapter 5 verse 3. But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or greed. Hallelujah. Greed, because this are improper for God's holy people. Because you are God's holy people, guard your heart against greed. Hallelujah. Guard your heart against greed. Because you are God's holy people, guard your heart against greed. Let's read Luke chapter 12 verse 15. Luke chapter 12 verse 15. Then he said to them, watch out and be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. A lot of you think that the more possessions you have, the more happy you become. The Bible says in Luke chapter 12 verse 15 that life does not consist in the abundance of possession. So killing people to have wealth, killing people to have wealth will not bring you happiness. Hallelujah. You will think that when you have wealth, you will be happy, you will get whatever that you want. No, life does not consist on the abundance of wealth that you have. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife, property, and things. We're speaking on the topic, covet not. Covet not. We need to make money, but clean money. Hallelujah. We need to make properties, but clean properties. We need to be happy, but not get people, you know, lives, ruin people's lives before we get happy. We can be happy if we trust God. We can be happy if we commit ourselves to the process, because the God that we serve is a God that is able to do everything. Hallelujah.
as I bring my sermon to an end, I want you to know that the success of the people that you love, the people who are close to you, is an indication that God will come true for you. It's not an indication that your life is dead and you are a useless person. No, it is an indication that God is close to you and he will smile at you. So bless them, pray for them. Do not envy them. Do not destroy them. Because even when you become rich today, you need an empire. You need people who are also rich around you. Because you just need some 1,000 cedis, and none of the people in your cycle can give you 1,000 cedis. That is dangerous. That is dangerous. When you need some amount of money and you will call all your friends, none of them can give you. That is the reason, is that all of them, they are not wealthy. So pray for each of them so that when you become rich, they can also become rich. Do not destroy them. Do not destroy them. Do not envy them. But pray for them, knowing that you will also get what you want. Covet not, destroy not, don't bring pain to people, don't become greedy, for life does not consist in the abundance of what? Possessions. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for teaching us. We thank you for blessing us with your word. We pray, oh God, that you touch our heart, that you remove greed from our lives. You touch our heart, that you heal our heart from pain as a result of greed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I know the Lord has touched your heart today, and he is continuously working on you, working on your life, so we'll be able to enjoy our relationships, we'll be able to enjoy our families, we'll be able to enjoy life as a whole. May the good God be a blessing unto you this week. May he protect you and may he guide you. And those of you who have been wonderful watching us online, New Charis Ministry is in Tema Community 23, which is close to Ajay Kojo Global. When you want to come to us, it is very easy. You say you are going to Ajay Kojo King Solomon taxi station. When you get to the taxi station and you call the number on your screen, we will direct you to this place. Also added our digital address onto the screen, and you can use the digital address to visit us. May God bless you and may God keep you. May he protect you and may he make the week be a great week for you, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.